Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1012, visible translated text is as follows. Pictures by J.Q. Adams, Factory Basement, Def X69, page 301. Passage to Rear Door, Def X 71, page 302. Place where body found, Def X 70, page 301. Cotton sacks, place kept, Def X 75, page 302. Elevator views, box, Def X 80, page 302. Foot of shaft, Def X 68, page 301. Shaft and trap door, Def X 73, page 302. Wheel, fourth floor, Def X 81, page 303. First floor entrance, Def X 72, page 302. Second floor cotton sacks, where kept, Def X 75, page 302. Floor chipped, Def X 77, page 302. Metal room, Def X 74, 82, 83, 84, pages 303. Closet 2 views, Def X 85, 86, pages 302. Lathe in, Def X 78, page 301. Office outer, Def X 65, page 301. View outside of, Def X 66, page 301. Pay window, Def X 67, page 301. Plating room, Def X 76, page 302. Safe in office, Def X 64, page 301. View 2 from third floor, Def X 79, page 302. Third floor view from to second floor, Def X 79, page 302. Fourth floor elevator wheel, Def X 81, page 303. Selig Residence, page 301. Two views, Def X 62, 63, pages 301. Pinkerton Detective Agency, employed by National Pencil Company to find guilty party. Pages 129, 130. Perk, Miss Mary, page 119. Conley, Jim accused him of murder, page 119. Effect of this on Conley, page 119. Suspected him and talked with him, 28th, page 119. Forelady, head of polishing department, page 119. Frank, Leo M., a perfect gentleman, page 119. Never heard anything against him, page 119. Nothing immoral about him, page 119. Spoke to deceased, never, page 119. Spots, many different. In factory, page 119. See, Sierra,